Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We'd like to extend a warm welcome to all of our members, our friends, our visitors, a warm, warm welcome to Alistair and his friends who are with us and providing such great music for us. As always, we are always thankful and look forward to when you're with us. It is good to be here together, and together we will encounter God in word and in sacraments and in the presence of each other. So let us begin together with the words printed in our bulletin. This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
I invite all those who can stand to stand for our opening hymn, knowing that if you cannot stand, the church stands with and for you. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the creator of heaven and earth, the word who spoke life into being, the wind stirring the waters.
Amen.
Let us turn in confession to the one who knows us completely. Mighty God, lover of justice.
Mighty God, lover of justice, you call us to life in community, but we have served our own interests at the expense of our neighbors. We have sown deceit where honesty was needed. We say the right words, but our hearts are far from you. Turn us to seek your face. Knit us together and give us the mind of Christ, that we may do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God.
The former things have passed away, and new things God now declares, like a spring of water that never fails. God covers you in the righteousness of Christ and forgives your sin in Jesus' name. May the Spirit give you strength to live for others, and bless you with the gift of peace.
Amen.
You may be seated. Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Holy God, our strength and our Redeemer,
by your Spirit hold us forever, that through your grace we may worship you and faithfully serve you, follow you, and joyfully find you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
And now we invite our children forward, and minus any children with us today, welcome all my children. It is good to be here together. I'm wondering if anyone out there has a pet. A few hands.
A few
people. When you're home, I see you way in the back. So when you're home, does your pet follow you around?
Oh, yes.
My ferrets are happily following me around the whole house. Why do they do that?
Because you might feed them.
You might feed them. There might be some desire for some food. If I heard another person, you say, we think the animal loves us, right? They do, yes. They definitely love us, right? So it's not hard when you love someone to follow them around the whole house, right? Love is the key. And in our gospel text today, we have this great invitation from Jesus, come and see, and the invitation which is to remain. Let us always remember, remaining is really easy. You're remaining with the one you love. So let us pray. On the count of three, we'll bring our hands together. One, two, three. Repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you for Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Our first reading this morning, this second Sunday after Epiphany, is written in Isaiah chapter 49. Now hear the word. Listen to me, O coastlands. Pay attention, you peoples from far away. The Lord has called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, he named me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me away. And he said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord, and my reward is with my God." And now the Lord says, who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him. For I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God has become my strength. He says, it is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by other nations, the slave of rulers. Kings shall see and stand up, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm is on page 6 of your bulletin. I'll read the light print, and if you would reply with the bold. Psalm 41. I waited patiently upon the Lord, who stooped to me and heard my cry.
The Lord lifted me out of the desolate pit, out of the miry clay,
and set my feet upon a high cliff, making my footing sure. The Lord put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many shall see and stand in awe and put their trust in the Lord.
Happy are they who trust in the Lord. They do not turn to enemies or to those who follow lies.
Great are the wonders you have done, O Lord my God. In your plans for us, none can be compared with you. Oh, that I could make them known and tell them, but they are more than I can count.
Sacrifice and offering you do not desire. You have opened my ears. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required.
And so I said, here I am. I come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me.
I love to do your will, O my God. Your law is deep within me.
I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. I have not restrained my lips, O Lord, you know.
I have not hidden your righteousness in my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your deliverance. I have not concealed your steadfast love and truth from the great assembly.
You are the Lord. Do not withhold your compassion from me. May your steadfast love and your truth continually keep me safe. And our second reading is written in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. Now hear the word. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and our brother Sothenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give my thanks to God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the partnership of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia.
According to John, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
John the Baptist saw Jesus coming towards him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him. But I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain on is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walked by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" And he said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard Jesus speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated the Anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, that's a great epiphany text, people. All the epiphanies of discovering in these texts. But there's something that, as you know, may or may not know. I'm clearly off today, so bear with me. I don't really like church language in terms of church words. You know, they carry so much baggage over 2,000 years, and sometimes we say these church theological words, and yes, my library is filled with theological tomes, with theological words, and I don't like using any of them, because we typically don't know what any of them mean, but we say them like they're meaningless memes, right? But I'm going to use one today, if you allow me. But it's one maybe you haven't. It's kind of the tradition that I define myself as. It's a great, terrible word, Carl, apophatic. It means by way of negation. It means that no matter what you say about God, it is not going to capture who God is. God is so beyond language that any positive thing you say about God is going to fall short. So let's do a thought experiment, if you'll allow me. Imagine yourself right now. You can close your eyes or you can keep them open, but use your imagination. You are standing outside watching a beautiful sunset. Maybe the most beautiful sunset you've ever seen. It is red and gold and it's sinking over the ocean. But your beloved is inside, missing the view. What do you do? Do you rush inside and attempt to describe the beauty of that sunset? But you know now, you'll never be able to do that because your words are going to fail you. And so again, if your words are going to fail you while describing a sunset, how much more will they fail you if you attempt to describe God? So if you can't describe the sunset to them, what are you going to do? I think you're going to say something like, "Come and see." And hopefully, they come with you, and they remain with you as you watch that beautiful sunset sit over the Pacific, and if you're really lucky, you'll see that green flash. And you'll remain there. Don't need any words to describe it. You're just going to sit there in some silence with your beloved. And see, that's the mystery there, right? Great piece of food you just ate, the explosion of your taste in your mouth. You don't try and describe it. You say, "Hey, take a bite of this." Or if you have great musicians show up at your church, we don't talk through their performance. I don't try and explain what is going on. I say, "Sit and listen." So friends, if we understand this, you are well on your way to understanding the Gospel of John. We're in this prologue section, and everything that is going to be, John is going to hammer for the rest of the book, are right here. And the main theme is this. Here is the invitation. Come and John apparently doesn't even know who Jesus is. Your intellectual knowledge is not required. Your ability to describe it is not required. Just come and see. And so what is the proper response for such an invitation? Well, John tells us that as well. It's his favorite word. It is remain. Greek geeks in the room, the word is meno. It means remain. It occurs something like 10 times in this short passage. It's the key to the Gospel of John. Remain. Come and see. Remain. Rabbi, where are you staying? Come and see. And they remain. Now, remain is a very interesting word, isn't it? Because as the way of verbs go, it's a very passive verb. It's not telling you to do something great. It's not telling you to attain something or to seek something or to do something or work really hard. You just simply remain. If I describe my ferrets with remain, it would sound something like this. They remained in bed for 8 hours. Then they got up really tired from their hard work and took a nap on the floor. Remaining is not a verb of great effort. And I know Lent is right around the corner and you're going to say, but, we're going to journey in the wilderness and that's really hard and it's intense. And yes, sometimes it is. Give me at least a few more weeks before we get there. But John also seems to indicate to us that it doesn't have to be that hard all the time. Sometimes it is just as easy as remaining. And what makes remaining really easy is when you're in the presence of your beloved. It is not hard to spend all day with someone you love. It is not difficult for me to spend all day surfing. You find your passion. Remain with that. It's really easy. So maybe the question of our text today is not, what do I have to do to follow God? What are all the things I must do? But maybe the question is, can you come and see that you are the beloved of God and dwell in the presence of the one who loves you? And so, friends, we're going to have an opportunity to come and just take. Come and see. Come encounter the God who is poured out for you. And then remain.
As God's beloved children united in Christ, let us pray for the church, for the whole human community, and for the well-being of the earth, our home. Gracious God, gather the church into one great fellowship. Equip your people to work together for justice and peace, following the example of Martin Luther King Jr., renewer of society, whose birth we remember this week. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Creating God, sustain the web of life on this planet. Protect wild places, endangered species, and vulnerable habitats. Come to the aid of those affected by natural disasters. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Just God, you desire respect and equality for everyone. Raise up prophets who speak truth to the nations. Embolden leaders and those in authority to advocate for people in need. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Healing God, you lift up those who are bowed down by trouble, oppression, or illness, especially Joe, Carol, Misty, Annette, George, Vince, Dietmar, Michael, Marty, Victor, Corinne, Julie, Paul, Mike, Kenneth, Paul, Jerry Ann, the family of Selma Patrick, George. We pray for immigrants and refugees that they may be treated justly, their dignity honored, and their rights upheld. We pray for victims of war and violence, for victims of natural disasters, both in our nation and around the world, and for those people for whom we name aloud or in our hearts. Bring an end to social injustice and inequities of every kind, so that all people may have abundant life. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Abiding God, you are present with this congregation. Keep us mindful of our mission and guide our ministries in this community. Kindle in us a desire to help one another. Merciful God, Faithful God, you promised to be with us always. We remember with gratitude the faithful departed who now rest in you. Strengthen us to the end that we may see you face to face. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Confident that the Holy Spirit receives our prayers and answers us, we commend all for whom we pray to God's loving kindness made known to us in Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you. Thank you. tonight, invite us all to come back together. And please stand for our offering now. Gathered, feed us. The reign of God come near. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
are full of your glory. In great love, you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and the suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly feast, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom, with you and the Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory now and forever.
Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
You may be seated. Friends, this is the table of God for all the people, and all are welcome at this table. And all means all, which means all, which means all, which means all. All are welcome. In a moment, the usher will come and we'll start on this side of the room. We ask you to fill in our communion rails from right to left. And you may receive communion either standing or kneeling, whatever is most comfortable to you. Only come with your hands extended and the bread will be given to you. We have gluten-free options upon request. And when the wine comes around, reach in and take the red cup, which is wine, or the clear cup, which is grape juice. And know all are welcome to this table. Amen. Send us from this table with delight, that our lives may reflect the beauty of your love and bear witness to all we have seen and heard. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And friends, we just pause for some announcements. I'm trying not to overwhelm. I just have a couple of them, but they're really important. One is a reminder that next Sunday is our congregational meeting, followed by potluck downstairs. So please show up. Please bring food. If you're not a member, you're invited to all of it or any of it. So you can come to the congregational meeting, check us out, then come to the potluck, or just skip the congregational meeting and come to the potluck. Or just skip it all and just come to church. So all those options are available to you. So that'll be next Sunday after service, congregational meeting up here, followed by the food downstairs. Please join for all of that. And this is a week of eating. So a reminder that Wednesday, it's a short month, right? So Wednesday, we'll also have our Holden Soup Simple Supper downstairs at 6, and Holden Evening Prayer up here at 7. Thirdly, friends, this would be your last week to get your pledges in. And please, our pledges are low this year. We haven't had a huge turnout on pledges. And so that will affect next week while we're trying to figure out a budget. So it does help us if you fill out a pledge. Even if you're not pledging a lot, you don't want to declare that amount for purposes of preparing a budget. It is helpful to have more than we have had returned in pledges. So that's my last ditch appeal to you. And then finally, friends, we had our Epiphany Star Words. They're out in front if you have not already gotten one. And last week we blessed the water. So we'd like to carry some blessed water out into the world. It is on the site altar. And with that, Rick.
Pastor, I have an announcement. Our favorite pastor and earthly shepherd has a birthday coming up this week. In addition to our presence of love and admiration, we have special music here to accompany a birthday greeting, and we invite the entire congregation to join us in happy birthday, musicians.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Thank you.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.